Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue the Kovod Shemayim, Perek Beis. Ayisud Tes, this is Shir number 41. The Chavetz Chaim continues to discuss and pound the point across about the Isser of Lashon Hara, and the greater we understand this horrific Isser, the greater we'll stay away from it. The same way a person sees a fence that says, no trespassing, electric wiring, electric fence, he sees the barbed wire, he sees the dogs that are barking at him, the gigantic dogs. He's crossing the street. He's not going to stay near that fence. And that's why the Chavetz Chaim repeatedly brings different Mamari Chazal, different Psukim, to hammer this point across, to bring the message home. A person who can understand properly this Isser, the tremendous Isser of speaking Lashon Hara, of being involved with Lashon Hara. Besides for all the negative mitzvahs and the positive mitzvahs the person transgresses, as is brought down in the introduction in the Psicha to the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, there are 12 arurin, 12 curses that are discussed in Parshas Kisavoy. Arur Makareya Basais, which is referring to Lashon Hara, as Rashi explains. V'yadua Maimar Gemara v'Shuas, it's known to Gemara and Shuas. Arur boy, Klalo boy, Nidoy boy. If there's an Arur, if there's a curse, there's a Nidoy, there's excommunication. But it's very important one has to know that before the Klalos come, first, they are brachas. That before the arurin are discussed in the Torah, the brachas are discussed. That one who does not transgress, one who does not over this iser of Lashon Hara, he'll be gebenched, he'll get brachas. As the Gemara says in Sotah Daf Lamed Zayin. Now listen to this. It's very appropriate, says the Chavetz Chaim, that a person should be afraid. He should be afraid of an Arur, of violating something that the Torah says, if one does it, he will bring a curse upon himself. And he should desire to get the Baruch of the Torah. Shemo'ilo la'ashirus u'l'chol tuv. People are trying to become wealthy. People are trying investments and real estate and this and that and that and this. Sleepless nights. The Chavetz Chaim says, you want a skula for Ashirus? Don't speak Lashon Hara. Don't listen to Lashon Hara. Don't be involved with that Isser. And you'll be gebenched. You'll get brachas from the Torah. B'chol tuv. As it says in the Pasuk, Birchas Hashem, he is Ashir. The brach of Hashem will bring wealth. The person will be gebenched from the Torah. He'll become wealthy. However, the Yitzhahara, he concludes here, blinds the person. He blinds the person. He blinds the eyes of a person. Mir ois ha'emes, seeing the truth. And the person gets swept in and pulled into the Yitzhahara of speaking Lashon Hara. We have to remind ourselves that when one speaks Lashon Hara, he's involved with Lashon Hara, he gets arur, he gets cursed. When the person avoids it, he gets baruch. And bracha can lead to ashirus.